We're going into Alabama today, and the listening party is back right here, Raw Fusion.
Welcome to the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast.
It's been a long time. I should have left you without a strong show to flip to. Nothing to how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up. I'm about to bless you with another season, another reason to cut on the TV and start the cheesing. To get up on the phone and go call your friends and let them know the King B's Raw Fusion begins. Sit on back and enjoy yourself. I'll be your company, baby. If you need a little help, I took off for a while to revise the plan. Got my focus on so I can check out the scam and open up my team. Eliminated the fake and went and got me a beat from Bobby Drake. And now I'm back and it's better than you ever saw. But enough talk, let's get raw.
A typical night at the club.
Let's get raw.
You don't want to fall in love.
Let's get raw.
You got the fusion in your blood.
Let's get raw.
Into my ladies and my thugs.
Let's get raw. Into the haters on the scene.
Let's get raw.
Don't be mad cause we got green.
Let's get raw.
Should be trying to make the team.
Let's get raw.
Cause we taking everything.
Raw Fusion.
Hey, it is super producer Lisa Ian. You know what time it is right now. That's right. It's time for Raw Fusion with the one and only wonderful host, my man, King B.
Ow. Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? King B right here. You know how it goes down. And this is King B's Raw Fusion. Now, it's back. It's back, y'all. You know how you do. It's the listening party.
Why haven't I heard from you?
No one listens to your shit.
Listen. Please listen to me.
I'm listening.
Body!
So high.
And today, we have a friend of mine. Recent, but kind of not. You know what I mean? We are a part of a group on Clubhouse. It's called the Mendable. Well, that's really not the name of the house, but the Mendable app, Mendable, it's a whole thing around that. Check out the Mendable app. Look for it. Just look for it, damn it. but this guy, we have a mental health space that we do Mondays and Thursdays on Clubhouse. So we've been in that same group. We're both moderators in that same group. And one day, Sophia, who curates the space, was talking about this guy's music. And there was a little lull in action, I guess. And so she put him on the spot, which she usually does all the damn time to everyone, and asked him to play some of his music. And at that point, I didn't know what the hell he did. Well, I found out. And music was dope. Like, bro, you got to come on the show. That's what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Raw Fusion and the listening party. Pap Star, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
What's going on, King B? It's definitely a blessing to be here, and I'm feeling great, feeling good, man. It's been a good day, you know, so far, and I know it's just gonna get better. So I'm blessed to be here, man.
It's got you. You're on Raw Fusion, so of course it's gonna
get better.
You know how
it
goes,
get
now.
Better.
All right, man. So listen, we've got some of your music, and this is what we do here. First of all, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Mobile, Alabama. So if you look at the bottom of the map, that's where you'll find us, Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
Some people would consider that the country, but, you know, to us, Mobile would be, the city part.
No, that's country.
You know,
that's
man,
country.
We call that the city, but, you know. Most people consider it the country, but it's the home of Mardi Gras, the real home of Mardi Gras, not New Orleans. You know, if they told you that, they lying to you. Mardi Gras came from Mobile to New Orleans, you know, adapted it afterwards, but... You know, I'm proud of my city. I'll just say this. I know my slang, the way I talk, you can tell I'm from Alabama. Like, you can just hear it in my voice.
You from the country somewhere. Country. It's all good, though. Yeah. It's all good. I mean, we like people from all over here, and this goes all over the world. So now, if I start talking with country swang, it's all good. You
right.
know, but that's probably more Texas. That sounds more Texas. I don't know. But yeah, it's all good. Let's get into it, man, and let's check out the song that's actually playing now on streaming platforms. They can get this on Spotify, I suppose, and wherever else, right?
Everywhere, on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, whatever you like to stream with is on it.
Let's check it out right now. It's Hearts Pendeas right here. Pap Star, it's Raw Fusion. Let's go.
touch. Gotta get high, gotta roll up the dust. Heart froze, I don't feel nothing. I'ma take it slow, I don't really like rushing. Ice cold, I numb to the touch. Hold up, wait. Ice cold, we never fall, we indestructible. I just got back from Atlanta. I struck a deal with Vendetta's the brand. You really don't have the stamina. I can go round for round for real. You can turn off all them cameras. I don't really like folk all in my business. I got this double cane in my veins. I don't really care nothing about your feelings. I gotta make a decision. Dividends and percentages. Make sure that you know the difference. Bring your real friends and the ones trying to benefit. A letter call me by my government name. Pop star, see my name on the stage. I just want the money, I don't need fame. CBLI, and that's on the game. I'm cold to the touch. Gotta get high, gotta roll up the dust. Heart froze, I don't feel nothing. I'ma take it slow, I don't really like rushing. Ice cold, I'm numb to the touch. Hold up, wait. Ice cold, we never fall, we indestructible. I can see the plot before it develops. Shut it, keep it tight like she celibate. Cause she intelligent, she got a little cellulite. But that's what I like. I remember looking you in the eyes, saying that it's gonna be alright. I remember you looked me in the eyes and said you were gonna leave my life. That's that pain that don't go away. My heart has frostbite on it. It's not my fault, she just jumps right on it. I want it all, can't cut no corners. If money's involved, you know that I want it. And dance on the cloud, keep my roots water. When the ops come, I ain't even bothered. I'm cold to the touch. Gotta get high, gotta roll up the dust. Heart froze, I don't feel nothing. I'ma take it slow, I don't really like rushing. Ice cold, I'm numb to the touch. Hold up, wait. Ice cold, we never fall, we indestructible.
Frozen Hearts Pandeas, Pap Star, right here. It's dope, man. It's dope. What was the inspiration for the song?
I wrote it right after getting a clothing deal with the upcoming clothing line Pandeas. And I was just inspired, you know, after leaving Atlanta, catching my first like clothing deal. I was just feeling good. And also, I was just coming out of a divorce. As well, just I guess when the beat came, I created the beat, and when I made the beat, I just wanted to talk about just what had happened, you know. So I talk about, you know, how my heart is frozen, you know, pretty much toward relationships. But also, I was kind of celebrating that I just made a deal in Atlanta, you know, through that adversity and through all that, I was still able to make a deal in Atlanta with the clothing deal. And just even it's a deeper story behind that, you know. When I used to perform, I didn't have all the nice clothes and just things I was seeing other people performing in. I didn't have that type of gear. And I just told myself that I was going to land a deal like based on my talent, and that somebody was going to just see my talent and be like, you know what? I want you to represent my brand. And I was able to do that, just to be able to manifest that. That's pretty much the inspiration of this song.
That's dope, man. That's dope. We got more from Pap Star right after these messages. It's King B's Raw Fusion listening party. Let's go. Let's get it.
I am all alone as I stand to my feet. My heart pumps not once but twice within the same beat.
I just have to like a variety of partners.
I'm not about to go to some funky club to get on some funky dance floor to dance with some funky man.
I never used to think about it. Now all I do is
give me one good reason why we shouldn't enjoy each other sexually.
It can ruin our friendship. I don't think so. It doesn't feel right. Eric, I know what you do with these women.
That has nothing to do with it.
That has everything to do with this.
Ooh, hey, hey, hey. The lines have been drawn. The question is, in the end, should I not get intimate with my close friend?
I'm gonna shave you.
I already had a shave.
Know where I'm gonna shave.
Oh no.
Watch King B's Intimate Friend streaming now for free on Tubi. Outside of the US, then watch King B's Intimate Friends for free on Plex. What's up, everybody? It's King B, and I want to tell you about my website, kingbworldwide.com. That's King, the letter B, worldwide.com. There you can find all sorts of stuff, including links to my book, the movies, and even the podcast there as well. It's kingbworldwide.com. See you there.
Raw Fusion.
We're back. It's King B's Raw Fusion. We are in the listening party right now, all the way from Alabama. This is the Alabama show today. We got Pap Star in here, and it's crazy right now. All right, man. So we got some exclusive shit.
This will be the first time them ever being played. So yeah, you got the exclusives on them.
They will be out soon, so you'll be able to check it out and download it and play it and put it in your playlist and all that good stuff real soon. But right now, it's only here on Raw Fusion. So it's Quick Flip. It's Pap Star. It's Raw Fusion.
I need the cash, and I need it fast. Drop the stash at your baby mama house, they hit the dash. Get up real, I need a couple peas of the gas. Pull up the scale, I need a couple peas in the bag. No look pass, I got the zip, it's in the bag. She wanna get married, but I'ma need at least a million in cash. I'm a chameleon, can't track the momentum when I'm on the move, I'm too discreet. I can't lose, I can't be beat. If I have to blink it, it ain't no retreat. Quick flip, I traded my diamonds for crystals. They call me Adonis, I hit them. Chewing on shrooms, they call me a gremlin. I beat a bird woman, I'm back to business. My wrist and neck is covered in stitches. She got a pool and I'ma go swimming. I need me a flip with the quickness. I might have to whip in the kitchen. I might have to hit me a lick. Then after that hit up your miss. Came broke, left rich. Rags to riches. Gang, came broke, left rich. I don't trust none of you niggas. I need the cash, and I need it fast. Drop the stash at your baby mama house, they hit the dash. Hit up real, I need a couple peas of the gas. Pull up the scale, I need a couple peas in the bag. Demon time, I open my eyes and I see dollar signs. Don't hit my line unless you speaking about them dollar signs. It's 3 a.m. and all I can think about is dollar signs. She won't give you head, but when she with me, she gon' swallow mine. It's a reason I walk with a lump, and the reason I'm making the temp. Head on the swivel, I'm watching my six. I don't wanna see you hit with the switch. I got young niggas and they don't miss. Triple big red dot on your feet. I got young niggas and they don't miss. Triple big red dot on your feet. I need the cash. I need the cash, and I need it fast. Drop the stash at your baby mama house, they hit the dash. Get up real, I need a couple peas of the gas. Pull up the scale, I need a couple peas in the bag.
Let's get that bread. Let's get that money.
Yes, sir.
Let's get that quick flip. It's right here. Listening party. Tell us about this one, man.
Quick Flip is pretty much my money affirmation song, my money mantra. Anytime I'm playing this song, I literally manifest opportunities. And I remember when I created this the beat and create the song, I was just in the mindset of manifesting, you know, my millions. And just picture myself having the things that I know that I need for me, for my family. And so it's just kind of like one of the money songs. You put it on, it just make you want to get to work, make you want to get on your grind. So
now, like I said, we met through the Mendable Club. They moved everything to houses now, so I don't even know.
Yeah.
It was the Mental Health something another club, and then now it's I'm there.
Yeah.
We're there Mondays and Thursdays. Why for you is mental health so important?
Mental health is important to me because I've experienced, you know, some trauma in my life that caused me to pretty much, without lack of better words, have a mental breakdown, you know, as a man. 2019, I had a divorce with my ex-wife. It was a pretty bad divorce. We had been married for 11 years. I had been with her for 17 years. So essentially, this was my high school sweetheart. I had been with her since I was 16 years old. So it was a very devastating divorce for me. And then in the same year, my youngest daughter passed away. And I think when my youngest daughter passed away, that was pretty much like my tipping point. She was 11 months old. And having to be in the spot like that and having to use things like self-development and self-affirmations and things like that to kind of mm-hmm. help me. It just got me more interested in mental health. I knew if, you know, mm-hmm. if I was going through something like this, then maybe somebody else was, or, you know, it just made me more cognizant, you know, that, you know, there are people here on this earth that are really going through some very traumatic things and still are expected to go to work. You know what I mean? And, you know, because even though I had all those things going on, I still had 5 kids that were still here on this earth that were living and that were relying on me mm-hmm. to provide for them. And I still had to go to work and just still do life. And so right. I think that having that, you know, that's kind of drawn me to mental health. I met Sophia May on Clubhouse. And actually, both of us uh-huh. we were doing or involved into a music review room. I just remember okay. her. She just kept telling me, you know, I just feel like a stronger calling to something else. And I was like, well, Sophia, uh-huh. you know, I feel like that you and I have, you know, pretty good chemistry as far as we understand, like, how to work this Clubhouse thing. I personally really wanted to kind of focus more on the music because that's what my career was. But like something within mm-hmm. me was telling me, like, listen to her and help her with Mendel, but like help her in the room, you know, because she didn't want to do it by herself. And I said, okay, let's do it. So we opened the room up and she was a mental health nurse. Me not really having any mental health experience. Now I'm a certified life coach. But at the time, I had no type of experience other than my previous experience, like being in church and things like that, back when I used to be in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, I just was kind of nervous about it, but it just really hit. Like, it really hit. And then the Mendel app website came where you can go to Mendel.app and be a beta tester for the app for men's mental health. And I just okay. started seeing the vision come to place. And just knowing that now that there's an app in development just for men, a safe place, where we can come and just get what we need, you know, and not feel like,
right.
you know, less than men. I'll just say it like that, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just an amazing experience. So it's been an amazing journey so far. And I have to tell everyone mm-hmm. that joined me or that are in the Clubhouse rooms, I have to let them know that, hey, I'm just like you guys, you know, because they look at me as a moderator and they feel like, you know, I guess because, you know, me and Sophia are the moderators, like we got all the answers, but we're actually growing and learning just like everyone in there. It's just amazing that we all can do it together and sharpen each other.
Yeah. You know, you obviously have been there longer than I have. I'm doing the mental movie. Well, we're still fundraising for that. So you guys can go ahead and leave a donation to the mental the movie. It's going to be a dynamic film about mental health. But that's what drew me to the room. And I'd been there for a while. And then Sophia asked me to become a moderator. So you obviously know more about the group than I do, and especially in its beginnings and startings. And we're going to have Sophia on this show. Sophia, if you're listening, no, she's already agreed. We just got to schedule and put her on. But she's an artist as well, or at least used to be. Well, she still is.
Yeah, she still does it on her you know, spare time. We're actually working on a couple of joints that just some things that she can do on her. She more likes to do it as a hobby instead of like, I got to do music. I got to be in music. She just does it for fun, you know,
because people don't understand. We are artists, but we have lives and we have other interests and we have other things going on.
Right.
We still do live our life while you're still playing whatever we've done, whether it be movies, me and music. You play a song over and over again. While you're playing the song, someone's living their life somewhere. While you're watching the movie, I'm truly doing other things. So, which is great. We appreciate you for doing that. But, you know, life goes on and we have other interests. And so that's important to say as well. So we're going to get Sophia on the show and we're going to talk more about that as well. But I appreciate you for helping to bring that to fruition. It's a very important room, and not just because there's a lot of people there in the room, but it gives people an opportunity to find, one, an outlet for things that they may be going through, especially men, because, you know, we historically have a problem with communicating sometimes and finding safe spaces in which we can communicate and just frankly be ourselves outside of maybe the barbershop. That's yeah. kind of our... You know, that's kind of our thing, the barbershop. And trust me, is not always great advice at the barbershop.
Right.
I'm just saying. but it's a different type of space in which people can be themselves. And the beauty about it, it's on Clubhouse. You're not on camera or feeling any type of way about people's eyes looking on you per se. And there's been some dynamic things that's come from that room. So I appreciate you guys for starting it. And when she asked me to become a moderator, I was like, yeah, cool. Like immediately. So it's a great thing you guys are doing. Appreciate you guys for doing it. We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. It's going to be more Pap Star right here. This song you're going to like, but it's going to be after these messages. This is Raw Fusion. Let's go. Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and give them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you, and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. You can donate now at GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie.
Raw Fusion.
We're back. It is King B's Raw Fusion right here. We're in the listening party. I actually like these because not only do we get to check out music, and Pap has been so gracious to give us and making world premieres of some music right here on Raw Fusion, but it gives you an opportunity to get an insight into the people, the artists who make this music, and sometimes the reasons for making this music. Like we were saying before, sometimes the different traumas or things we go through, different relationships, can be the catalyst for the art that you see and that you create. And I've had several different people from several different types of art forms, from comedy to filmmakers, obviously, to musicians on this show. And it's kind of a theme. People, I know certainly there's a lot of me in all of my films, but in most artists, it comes from a real place. It comes from things that we've gone through, and it's the ability to turn something that sometimes may be negative into a positive. How much of that do you really do?
I want to say 100% of my music is pretty much like, I'm going to say 100% of my music is like that. And the reason why is because I really don't write my songs. I've been blessed to be able to have my own studio equipment. Aside from being a producer, I'm also my own engineer, mix and master my own music. So when I get inspired, I'm able to just go ahead and just record in the moment. And rather than having to schedule a studio session and just write my lyrics and kind of wait, I can just kind of express myself, like, I guess, off the top. So anything I write, it really comes from what's either currently going on or what currently I feel that is about to manifest or what I want to manifest in my own life. For example, some of my best, I would say, love making music, for lack of a better word, come from a time where I was actually practicing abstinence. You know, during the time where I wasn't having sex, but wanted to have sex, and now you got this fired love making song, you know, or I just got out of a relationship. And so now I have these kind of heartbreaking, you know, songs dealing with, you know, how I don't trust females and things like that. Like, I'm just getting that off my chest. Not that that's something actual, you know. But you know, in the moment, I'm feeling deceived, so I'm gonna make a music about that deception. I feel like that God has really given me a gift in doing that. A lot of times, I listen to my lyrics and they don't even make sense till months down the line to me, and I'm like, man, I said that, you know, I talked about this person. You're the person I was talking about. You know, I don't know why I said those things, but it just came to me and I just said them. So, you know, sometimes music can be like prophecy, honestly. Yeah. You know, when you get so into the writing phase or just so into it, you can find yourself manifesting things through, you know, through your music. I would even say this podcast is a manifestation. I did a song not too long ago about how I got motion going on. And at the time, wasn't nobody in my line to do nothing. You know what I mean? So I just feel like that's just manifestation. You know, we're creatures of manifestation. I just use the music to do so.
Manifestation is important. And it's important to realize that when you are doing things and listening to things and watching things and consuming things,
yeah,
you know, we can talk all day long about what, and I'm an artist. And like I've said several times, I go back and forth on some of the things that I do as an art form,
yeah.
Being one who does done more than one gangster movie, done some other things as well. You know, sometimes you have to look at what are you eating, and because that's who you are,
right?
You know, you are what you eat, you know, they say, and I never really got that. You know what I mean? But then once you start to realize that because you're consuming food and it may stick on you, that means you are what you eat. And that in the mental sense is similar. You keep consuming certain things and it starts to become who you are. And even if it doesn't affect you to the utmost, like listening to a serial killer song and then becoming a serial killer, it can bring out more aggressive tendencies in certain people. So I think that's important that we monitor and have a healthy diet that not only we eat physically, but we eat mentally. Let's get into this because I like this because it's healthy for me because I'm King B. You know what I mean? Crown on my crown. So, you know, I'm gonna dig that. That's like, you know, you trying to make a theme song for me, bro? Like what's going on? No, but we're going to check it out. Crown on my crown right here in the listening party. This is Pap Star. Check it out. We're our fusion.
Hear ye, make way for the king. Well, like the carpet, it better be red. CB and I be the gang.
Crown on my crown.
I am the goat, ain't no debate.
Crown on my crown.
I need a house that come with a lake. I woke up with your shawty, I don't even know her name. Please approach with caution, I don't even know your name. Show me my opponent, you ain't even in my lane. Just cut a deal with Sony if you think that it's a game.
I ain't been posted lately, I've been out here eating, getting paper. I ain't been social lately, all I wanna do is get this paper. I've been coping lately, about the fact that I ain't from this planet. Seven bedrooms, seven bathrooms with the granite. We stay odor free, all of my goons, I'm a hammer. We like them in threes, me and my baby got some stamina. She like to sit on my lap, I give her gifts, she call me Santa. I like the way that you make in the club, I know that you from Atlanta.
Yeah, green interest, gotta pull up a style. Double R, double R.
I got stones on my wrist, I got stones on my neck.
I've been flowing in spit, all I've been seeing is checks.
The vision is vivid, I know that I'm next.
All I've been seeing is checks.
Hear ye, make way for the king. Well, like the carpet, it better be red. CB and I be the gang.
Crown on my crown.
I am the goat, ain't no debate.
Crown on my crown.
I need a house that come with a lake. I woke up with your shawty, I don't even know her name. Please approach with caution, I don't even know your name. Show me my opponent, you ain't even in my lane. Just cut a deal with Sony if you think that it's a game.
I'm making moves for real. You see the coupe, the bill. I don't normally need a house unless it's a lucrative deal. I got a banker from Tel Aviv, OG's and another P. If you see me out here chilling, just know I'm balancing out the economy. Yeah, I do the impossible, I'm a product of my environment. The iron is sharp and I'm ready to fire it. I have the tiger, perfect alignment. I'm on the move, I gotta go. I got two horns, cause I'm the goat. She got the water and I got the boat. Go to New Orleans and guess that's a show. You know when them horns play, that the king is here. Every time I step up in the function, you can see it clear. I just made something from nothing, call me David Blaine. Where I've been singing on these tracks, they call me Eddie Kane. Hear ye, Make way for the king. Roll out the carpet, it better be red. CBL, I be the gang.
Crown on my crown.
I am the goat, ain't no debate.
Crown on my crown.
I need a house that come with a lay.
I woke up with your shawty, I don't even know her name. Please approach with caution, I don't even know your name. Show me my opponent, you ain't even in my lane. Just cut a deal with Sony if you think that it's a game.
Crown on my crown, Pap Star. I like that joint, man. What's the next deal, man? We got a record coming out. I don't even know if to do records now. We got some new releases coming out. I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Crown of My Crown is definitely going to be the next single that I drop. I'm also a producer and artist for TV and film. And so this song will be, even though I would drop it independently, this will also be pitched for licensing, to be in different films. So this one is, I kind of hold that pretty much dear to my heart. Film, TV and film has definitely been a great avenue for me in particular because I'm able to reach a broader audience. You know, we're getting placements. Mm-hmm. And so instead of not saying that artists shouldn't have a budget for marketing, but TV and film mm-hmm. pretty much does my marketing for me. And then it's almost like they pay me to do so. So I get paid for, you know, they actually want my tracks. So I'm getting paid for my tracks. And also I'm gaining a fan base. So it's kind of like win-win. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have to be waving my arms, you know, on social media all day. Hey, look at me, you know, posting every 10 seconds. Hey, hey. When I have people already wanting the music and wanted to use the music, you know. So yeah, definitely Crown of My Crown is going to be one of those tracks that'll be... also available for licensing as well. Quick Flip as well. A lot of the songs that are not already out, those songs will be also dropped as singles, but also able to be licensed for TV and films. You'll probably hear them, but I've been placed on Netflix twice. New Balance campaign, Fortnite, all these MTV Cribs. Just a lot of things that a lot of shows that I've been on. You could have told me years ago, I never would have thought that I could actually have my music placed on these shows. So that's just a tip out there for artists to throw out there that you don't have to just kind of be drowning in this saturated market of just posting on social media. But there are actually avenues to where you can actually get your music to some of these music libraries and get placed and earn some bread and gain a fan base at the same time. So just a little tip out there, a little nugget out there. I'm sure you know about that. You got films, and I'm sure you understand that, you know, you got to have music, licensed music to be in those films, and that, you know, you need that, you know. It's a need for it.
Yeah, most definitely. I actually started out in music as well.
Yeah.
And so my now creative music outlet are my films. I've done probably 60% of the music that you here in my films are done by me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't really, I'm not looking for that music career anymore. Actually, that kind of ended when I started doing film, but I still get that creative juice flowing when it's necessary for the film. So that's enough for me right now. But yeah, it's definitely another bag. Yeah, do that. Hey man, I appreciate you for coming on the show, bro.
Absolutely, man. It was an honor. Super chill. I'm hoping we can link again, man. Hoping to come back.
Oh yeah, man. Most definitely. Come back and we, you know, talk more about this music and mental health and everything, man. So we'll check it out. But right now, I want you guys to go and check out Pap Star streaming on all the major platforms. All right, we'll be right back with more Raw Fusion after this. Hey, it's King B, and if you want to find an easy way to keep up with me, you can go to my website, kingbworldwide.com. That's King, the letter B, worldwide.com. There you can find links to my books, the movies, the podcast, and so much more. That's kingbworldwide.com. See you there.
Here I am all alone as I stand to my feet. My heart pumps not once but twice within the same beat.
Ah, this happened like a variety of partners.
I'm not about to go to some funky club to get on some funky dance floor to dance with some funky man.
I never used to think about it. Now all I do is
give me one good reason why
we shouldn't enjoy each other sexually.
It can ruin our friendship.
I don't think so. It doesn't feel right. Eric, I know what you do with these women.
That has nothing to do with
that. That has everything to do with this.
Ooh, hey.
The line
lines have been drawn. The question is, in the end, should I not get intimate with my close friend?
I'm gonna shave you.
I already had it shaved.
Not where I'm gonna shave.
Oh no. Listen to me, friend.
Watch King B's Intimate Friend streaming now for free on Tubi. Outside of the US, then watch King B's Intimate Friends for free on Plex.
Raw Fusion.
Right now we have an author to the show. Know this person very well. They have been working with me on the Mental the Movie project, and now they have their own book coming out. Welcome to the show, Kimberly Nelson Ziegler. What's going on?
Hey, King B, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm awesome today.
It's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Just chilling out in Alabama.
All right. So we've got a new book coming out, dropping on Father's Day, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the name of the book?
Figure Eight. Yes.
Now tell us what this book is about.
So Figure Eight means faith in God, you reach eternity. And it's an autobiography of my life and everything I've been through. And hopefully it's going to inspire, uplift, and motivate, you know, young ladies that have been violated or abused. It talks about just everything that has to do with, you know, surviving, you know, and it's difficult. But guess what? You got to do it. You got to keep it moving. So it's just really a motivational book. And hopefully will save and change somebody's life.
All right. So let's talk about it. What are some of the things that you have had to survive to come this far?
I became a caregiver at a very young age. I've been a caregiver all my life. I'm now 51. Having that responsibility of being a young girl, trying to find her way, parents giving you a toolbox with nothing in it. So basically figuring out life as you went. And it was a struggle because you don't know if this is the right way. You just kind of figuring out as you go. So it was a struggle in that aspect. But here I am with a smile on my face, you know, instead of a frown. So I'm just thankful for that.
And we're glad you're here.
I lived in dysfunction my whole life. People gravitate to that, but I didn't. God carried me the whole time. I didn't know it, but he showed me who he was at a very young age.
The formative years, it affects people pretty much a lot of the times through life. Even if you overcome certain things, it sticks with you. It stays with you a bit.
I'll tell you the specific story about when I was 5 years old. My first encounter with sex with at 5 years old, giving oral sex to a stranger. It's crazy because my father was on drugs, heroin for 30 years. My brother's best friend was the son of where my father got his stuff from. And we were down there playing and some guy was down there and I was crying because my brother always, you know, had to look after me. And I was my safe place. And I was crying. He was like, just go home. Just go home. He was yelling at me. And the guy was like, you want some candy? And I was like, yeah, I'm five. You know, who don't want candy? So I went into the kitchen with him. And my mom always told me, she said, you listen to adults. You do what they tell you to do. And don't ever sit on no man's lap. I don't even care if it's your father. And I understood what she meant. But then I didn't understand what she meant. So I just kind of like, okay, you know, I just went with it. But he was like, well, you got to stop crying. And your mom and dad said, it's okay for you to, you know, get this candy, but you got to do this first. And they said, it's okay. So in my head, I just kept replaying over in my head while my mama said, it's okay, you know, listen to adults, do what they say. So that's what I did. I just remember the nasty taste in my mouth to this day. You know, I hate cigars. You know, it's a trigger for me. It was very difficult, but I have forgiven him. I had to, so I could go on with my life. And I forgave myself because at some point you feel like it's your fault and you didn't even know any better. I didn't know anything about a vagina or a penis at 5 years old. I was like any other 5 year old. I just wanted some candy. So this is in my book. I talk about it. It's the first chapter. And it was it's basically called When My Innocence Was Taken From Me. But I'm glad that God just used me. He's been using me ever since I was a little kid and I didn't even know it. And I'm glad that he used me in the way he did, because it made me into the strong woman that I am now. And I'm resilient. And when I say I'm a resilient, I'm resilient. And thank you for asking, because every time you talk about it, you got to relive it. Each time I talk about it, I'm stronger and stronger. You know, I got a little butterfly in my stomach right now talking about it. Just going back to that day and that moment and that taste in my mouth. But I'm good. So thank you.
We're going to be back with more Raw Fusion. Hey, everybody, it's King B, and I want to tell you about a truly exclusive experience. My cannabis provider, April Flowers Shaitiva, holds an event called Brunch and Blow. There you can have brunch. I'm talking about waffles, turkey sausage, eggs, hash browns, and more. You can choose whether you want it regular or infused. Also, you're able to sample up to 8 different strands. You can take an interactive tour of the grow facility. Want more? Well, you'll be able to try or buy infused products such as peach cobbler, banana pudding, Rice Krispies, and lemonades. Contact April Flowers Shaitiva on Facebook and Instagram at April_Flowers_Shaitiva, Shaitiva. Check them out on Groupon, or to RSVP or scheduling, call 773-456-3860. That's 773-456-3860. Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and give them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you, and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. You can donate now at GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie.
Raw Fusion.
Here's a theory, and I get it, right? But how much of the trauma is not just the trauma of what you've been through, but the reaction that other people have towards? And what I mean by that is this. I know I've never said this on the show. When I was a kid, there was a woman I was outside playing. There was an older woman, and she said something that I heard to the effect of, oh, I'd go to jail for him or some shit like that. And I didn't understand. I'm like, well, I'm outside playing. Why are you going to go to jail? And so I had no idea what that was until I got older and I realized what she actually meant by it. Now, nothing happened. I don't even remember if she was, I think she was kind of cute. And my thing is this, I'm wondering, just out of, you know, theory, is it because even for many young boys, if they are, and trust me, I'm not advocating for any of this type of molestation or anything, but for many young boys, if they get an opportunity to be with an older woman, it's kind of an excitement. It's a good thing for them in their own mind, and they would like it, right?
Yes.
So my thing is that obviously, men and women are different, but is it the actual thing that happens to you that traumatizes you as much as the reaction that people tell you or give you stating that, oh, you've been this, you've been that, and is that more of a trauma than the actual act of it? What do you think?
The actual act of it is innocent because you don't really, you don't know that it's wrong. And when it comes down to, and it just keeps happening, it's normal. You're numb. It happens so many times in so many different area codes with so many different family members and so many different situations that I never told anyone till I was 27 years old what happened to me. And now in my book, I'm talking even in more depth about what happened to me that people don't know nothing about at all. So it's traumatizing in the sense of years later when I saw him again, I had blocked it out. It was something that happened that day, but I went on about my day, got my candy, and I never thought about it anymore. But when, as I got older and different things kept happening, and then I saw him again when I was like a teenager, it was like my brain had uploaded documentation and all of those events came back to me. Then is when it hit me. You nasty motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when it hit me. And he was at my son's flag football game coaching. And then I found out that he worked at the Boys and Girls Club with children. So then I got infuriated. So then it turned into something else for me. But again, I had to forgive him and forgive myself. Just on GP, I had to do it. But I wanted, at that point, I did. I wanted to hurt him at that point. And when I told my father about what happened to me then, when I seen him again, my father went looking for him. And when he went back to that, them old stomping grounds, the wife of the man where he used to get his stuff from said she's not lying because his father, the guy that did it to me, his father did it to her. That made my dad even more mad. But years later, you're going back looking for someone that hurt your child. I didn't know it was something wrong. Like I said, it took me a long time to tell my parents and tell anybody about it. So, yeah, the initial act of it at the moment, I don't think it's it hits you as hard, especially when you're that young. But as a little bit older, if I was maybe 8 or 9 and it that first incident happened, I think it would have hit me different than when I was 5.
I'm not advocating for any of this. I think that type of that pedophilia is terrible and grown folks should know better. I think we have to have a way to deal with these things. We shouldn't have to deal with it at all, basically, but the way that we handle people who have been through these type of traumas should be revisited. Meaning, I do believe truly that the way that you approach that situation, it can cause more trauma to the person than the actual thing that they've been through sometimes.
Yes.
It's really about how we decide to deal with certain things and issues. You could be involved in certain things, like your experience, but then the flip side of it, you can be withdrawn from so many things and coddled so much that you're not able to deal with the world properly. And both of those things can be traumatic events in people's lives. So I think I experienced a little bit of it myself. So, you know, it's we have to be very careful when we're dealing with children because these things will or can affect them negatively. I hate to say positively, but in the grand scheme of things, a lot of the things that happen to people are the reasons for them moving forward and doing things like you writing this book, which could also help other people. And so you hate to say that, you know, even laws get changed when people are murdered and then they come up with different things. You're making a positive out of a negative, you know.
Yes.
Foundations are formed because of that. Yes. And of course, you hate to say, yeah, this person got murdered and this great thing came up of it. So celebrate the murder. That's not what we're saying. It's, you know, at least there's something positive that can come from something that's so negative.
But King B, you know what? At a very young age, my grandmother gave me the Bible verse, Proverbs 21-23. And basically it was keep your mouth shut and you'll stay out of trouble. And so at a very young age, that was what I was given. And then I was back in the era where what happens in this house stay in this house. You don't go telling our business to everybody. So everything was hush, hush, quiet, quiet. So if I would have not felt somebody put a muzzle on my mouth at a very young age, basically not to speak out, if I would have had that freedom, I think, to speak out and feel comfortable, it wouldn't have happened to me over and over and over and over again. It wouldn't have happened all the times that it did happen in different states and in different area codes. It would have stopped at that moment. But because you've already basically planted something in my head, you know, don't talk, don't speak. So why do you think it took me till 27 years old to talk about it? Because that's all I heard. It's scary because me just learning, being a social worker and everything now, I just found out, I went through a class like maybe a year ago, and I found out that any inappropriate touch is molestation. And my mouth dropped to the floor. I went to college for 4 years. I didn't know that. And that was astounding to me. Any inappropriate touch is molestation. I thought it had to be like a, you know, heavy sexual thing. But no, any. And it's so many things that we don't know. It's simple things like that that could change somebody's life. So I am here to help in any situation I can, because, again, that's just some of it. I'm just thankful that it happened because, again, not in a good way, but in a good way that I didn't turn to the streets. I didn't turn to all the things that I could have. You know, growing up, my mom even walked in on my cousin trying to rape me. We going to them card parties and everybody drinking and, you know, everything is kiki kaka and then everybody fighting and arguing and everything. It was just so negative. You know, we've been brainwashed when we were young, told this and told that. And now we're adults and we looking like, what in the hell? Who? My mom told me, you go over anybody's house that got incense going, they doing drugs. That wasn't true. So it's like their fears they put on us, the naive, they stigmatized us with their stuff that they didn't even know was true. You know, people told them lies. You know, if you kiss a boy, you're going to get pregnant. You know, if you hold his hand, you go, all this stuff that they did to us. They brainwashed us in so many ways. That's just wrong. Now you looking back at 51 years old, you like, all that stuff was a crock of crap. All of that was some shit. That wasn't real.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a trip. It's a trip now looking back at on your life. You'd be like, wow, I was set up for real for failure. I really was.
But you have made it through and
yeah. You
have the book coming out. What is the name of the book again?
It's called Figure Eight, Faith in God, You Reach Eternity.
Where will it be available?
It's going to be on all major platforms, Amazon, you know, all the major platforms, and it'll be dropping on Father's Day.
Well, we are going to be looking forward to a Figure Eight. Y'all check it out. Go ahead on it and look it up. The author's name is Kimberly Nelson Ziegler. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
It's time to talk some shit with King B on the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. Brought to you by King B's Hate Love. Now streaming for free on Tubi.
Mental health is so important. And one of the biggest things that we can do is find sometimes an outlet to express ourselves. Sometimes when we express ourselves, if you're an artist, it can come out in forms of art. And with that art, you can inspire others who may be going through similar things, the same thing, or don't even have a clue of what you've been going through, but it allows them an opportunity to understand. This is what a lot of artists do, like me. I'm King B, and this is Raw Fusion.
Raw Fusion.